Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 4th of August, and you are very welcome once again to Bally Baptist Church and our thought for today. Please continue to pray for the Holiday Bible Club, which is available each day this week at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and Sermon Audio, in addition to the church website. This is our third week at this well. And today I want to look at Abraham and the servant. And again, we'll focus on just one or two points. Verses 1 to 8 of Genesis 24 demonstrate just how much Abraham has matured in his faith over the past 55 years. As we've already seen, Abraham wanted to arrange a bride for Isaac so that God's promise of descendants could be fulfilled. But she was not to be from the local nations. Abraham is sending his chief servant to find a bride from his own kindred. And in verse 5, the servant raises the very reasonable prospect of a bride being unwilling to leave her family and her home to travel to Canaan. So if that happened, was he then to take Isaac back to Haran? Remember how years earlier, Abraham and Sarah thought they had to help God provide an heir, and how that led to them using Hagar shamefully and resulting in the birth of Ishmael. See the difference in how Abraham responds now. He is very clear that not only was Isaac not to be taken back, but in verse 7 it says, God shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife from thence. He was content that God would guide, and if it should be the girl would not come, then God would provide a wife for Isaac in some other way. But under no circumstances was Isaac to go back to Ur. We also learn more about Abraham in verse 40, where the servant says, Abraham told him, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel before thee and prosper thy way. I heard a lecturer from a Hebrew institute in Israel who says that English doesn't bring out the full meaning of this phrase. In the Hebrew, it indicates a to and fro type of action or a consistency. So he maintains the Hebrew indicates Abraham is really saying, I have spent time with God. I have had dealings with him before. And so I know with confidence that he will send his angel to prosper your way. Only those who invest time in reading God's word and in prayer can develop such a deep confidence. And that should be the ambition of each of us. But in this chapter 24, we also see the development of the faith in the servant. This man is a model servant. Even though he seemed to be full of doubts, he went in obedience to his master's wishes. And although initially sceptical about the likely success of the venture, his service is marked throughout by prayer and worship. When he arrived at the well, he prayed that God would guide him to the right girl. And he set out a fleece, which was humanly possible to achieve, but not straightforward, for it involved a lot of hard work on the part of the potential bride. And notice how God answered his prayer even before he finished it. The servant didn't rush ahead when Rebecca agreed to his request for a drink of water, but waited to check if this girl was indeed God's answer to his prayer by waiting until Rebecca finished watering the camels. How often we jump in too hastily when we're seeking God's leading and then try to make the pieces fit, rather than waiting for God to finish his work. When the servant heard she was related to Abraham, he bows his head in worship because God had answered his prayer. Are we as quick to worship God and thank him for answers to prayers as we are to ask for things? When he's brought into the house and food is set out, the servant refused to eat until he had declared his mission, putting his master's affairs before his own needs. And we'll read a few verses from verse chapter 34. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and menservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give thee not one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman which the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water, and I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands, and I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn the right to the right hand or to the left. And we'll end the reading there at verse 49. Notice that the servant simply related all that had happened and how God had answered his prayer through Rebekah. And when finished, without any further embellishment from him, he asked the family for their answer. And when the family gave their consent, we read that once again he bowed his head in worship for answered prayer. Then, in accordance with the marriage customs of the day, he gave gifts to Rebekah, her mother, and Laban, which in essence was the betrothal, as legally binding as marriage. And only once all the matters connected with his master's business were completed, do we read that he gave attention to his own needs. Then the next day, rather than spending time resting after his long journey, he was eager to set off back home to return to his master. A challenge to us all to place our service for God at the top of our agendas. But in closing, I want to look at the words of the servant in verse 27. I, being in the way, the Lord led me. I have often heard that phrase quoted in the past as an exhortation to Christians to set out on some work for God. But look at what the servant adds in verse 48. He says, And I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way. We can be confident that when we are walking in the path God has for us, even though it may be difficult, it will always be the right way. May the examples of these two men challenge us in our walk before God today and every day for the rest of our lives. Let's commit our day to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come this day to thank you afresh that you are willing and eager to lead us in the right way if we will only walk in obedience to your word. And so, Father, we commit this day to you. We pray for the Holiday Bible Club and pray that you will bless there and that you will encourage our young people as they would take part in it. Father, for the leaders, we thank you for them. We thank you for their time and effort that they have placed into this work and ask that you will answer by using your word to bring young children into saving faith with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for each of us, may we know your blessing today. May we walk with you. May those whose hearts are heavy know the encouragement of the Spirit of God with them. And Father, may your will be done in each of us. For we ask it for your glory in our Saviour's name. Amen.